This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli embarking on official visit to Spain coming Saturday. Head of the government scheduled to participate in the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government is ready for monsoon disaster preparedness and response. And crash kills 29 pupils taking exams after blast in Central Africa. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is leaving for Spain coming Saturday for an official visit leading a Nepali delegation. In course of the official visit, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to participate in the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. Ambassador of Nepal to Spain, Sunil Nepal, said that all preparations for the visit have been completed. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli will hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts. On the occasion, memorandum of understandings and the expansion of bilateral relations and cooperation will also be signed. The Prime Minister will also interact with the Nepali community and Spanish business fraternity during his visit. The embassy has stated that there will be other crucial bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the conference. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deuba is leaving for Italy tomorrow to participate in the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO conference being held in Rome from the 28th of June to the 4th of July. The Minister of Foreign Affairs in a press release today said that Minister Rana is scheduled to address the main session and other high-level events at the FAO conference. Foreign Affairs Minister is leading a Nepali delegation to the conference, comprising Bharat Kumar Regmi, Ambassador of Nepal to Austria, and permanent representative of Nepal to the FAO, as well as officials from the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development. Following the conference, the Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to participate in the programs organized by the Investment Board of Nepal in Milan of Italy, as well as in Hamburg and Berlin of Germany. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana will return to Kathmandu on the 13th of July. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has addressed the 5th Energy Ministers' Level meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, member states. Addressing the meeting held in Ningbo city of Zhejiang province in China today, Minister Khadka emphasized the need to create a regional framework and strengthen cooperation and making it more effective with innovative ideas for investment promotion and energy trade. In the meeting with the theme of integrated innovation for energy future, Minister Khadka stressed on the need for regional unity, cooperation and collaboration among SCO member states in promoting energy development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the government is ready for disaster preparedness and response. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives Committee on Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources today, the Home Minister has put preparedness measures in place through security agencies, bearing in mind the potentiality of occurrences of disaster at any time during monsoon. Chief Executive Officer of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dinesh Prasad Bhatta, briefed the meeting about the disaster preparedness measures, underlining the role of locals in the rescue efforts. Similarly, Committee President Kusum Devi Thapa urged the ministry and bodies concerned to update the committee about the disaster preparedness efforts and make sure that all measures will be more effective than of the past. The meeting of the National Assembly today passed the Appropriation Bill 2082. A proposal tabled by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patel seeking endorsement of the Appropriation Bill 2082 was passed by a majority of the National Assembly members. Prior to this, Finance Minister Patel responded to the National Assembly members' concerns during the theoretical discussion on the proposal, stating that the upcoming fiscal year's budget was implementable and balanced. Meanwhile, the Committee for the Legislation Management of the National Assembly has presented its report on the bill to amend some Nepal Acts, along with messages received from the House of Representatives. Committee President Tulasa Kumari Dahal introduced the report during today's session of the Upper House. In the same meeting, National Assembly Secretary Dr. Surendra Aral tabled the House of Representatives' message regarding the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2025 and 26. Meanwhile, the National Assembly today unanimously endorsed a resolution motion on increasing citizens' access to clean drinking water, granting facilities to sanitation institutions and committees, and establishing bleaching powder industries within Nepal. The resolution motion was proposed by lawmaker Jagaprasad Sharma. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 #, yeh ho upay.
Har ek din ko lagi sabai pack, yehi paaye. Jahan jao connected rahos, internet masab kar dos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has received 5 complaints against 3 proposed justices of the Supreme Court, and 2 other complaints were received regarding the procedural issues of the hearing process. Committee President Ishwari Devi Neupane said that 2 complaints were filed against Senior Advocate Megaraj Pokhrel, 2 against Srikanth Podial, Chief Judge of the High Court in Janakpur, and 1 against Shanti Singh Thapa, Chief Judge of High Court in Deepaya. The committee will hold discussions with complainants on Friday and conduct hearings on the 29th of June. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. 29 children were killed while taking their school exams in the Central African Republic, have been killed in a cross after a nearby explosion caused a panic. The BBC cited Abel Asai, director from the Bangui Community Hospital, as saying that the blast on the second day of the high school finals on Wednesday occurred at an electricity transformer. The noise of the explosion combined with the smoke caused alarm among the almost 6,000 students sitting the baccalaureate at a school in the capital, Bangui. President Faustin Archange Toundera has declared a period of national mourning. He also ordered that more than 280 who were wounded in the cross get free treatment in the hospital. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegstead called U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites at the weekend historically successful. Speaking at a Pentagon news conference, Hegstead cites various assessments, including from the CIA and the UN's nuclear watchdog. Hegstead also attacks the media after a leaked intelligence report earlier this week suggested the strike's impact may have been limited. The update comes after Iran's supreme leader said that the U.S. failed to achieve anything significant with the nuclear strikes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly areas of the country, including Kosi province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rain at 1 or 2 places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudar Paschim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and snowfall at some places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the high hilly and mountainous areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma will embarking on official visit to Spain coming Saturday, head of the government scheduled to participate in the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok says government is ready for monsoon disaster preparedness and response, and Cross Skills 29 pupils taking exams after blast in Central Africa. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.